the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the first day of July. The year is half over. Prepper tip of the day, learn how to use a topographical map and compass to do cross-country navigation. I've taught these classes beginning in, going back decades, about 1994, 95. And about 2 or 3% of the adults in this country know how to use and read a topographical map and use a compass for cross-country navigation. It could be a life-saving skill. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. As I like to say, this man's brain is on fire. What a guy. We've got 4 websites we give out. We'll give out the 4 websites several times during this hour. Listen carefully. JudicialCorruptionNews.com. HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Always great to join you.
Good to have you, sir. Before the show started, we agreed that the two of us, what our primary job is right now is saving lives, isn't it, sir?
That's exactly right. I mean, even if we save one child's life, it's been worth it, hasn't it?
Absolutely. One child, one adult. It doesn't matter to me. I've saved quite a few lives in my career as a criminal defense investigator, as a bodyguard. And it's very gratifying to save a life. And we're in the business of saving as many hundreds of lives here as we can, aren't we, sir?
Yes, exactly right. And it's very scriptural, too. You know, there's legal. It's 42 U.S.C. 1986 is a duty to warn. If we have the information, the Bible talks about it as well in Ezekiel, where you've got the requirement, the responsibility. If you have the capacity to save a life by sharing important knowledge with people, then ultimately what you have the duty to warn. And that's exactly where we're at. You know, it's a heavy burden, but it's also gratifying because I know that you and I both receive a lot of wonderful email from wonderful people who've been blessed by the knowledge that we're imparting. And it's really what keeps us going, isn't it, John?
It is. It is. Well, Doctor, I don't know if it was a Baptist preacher when I was a boy, or the football coach telling us to take care of our teammates. But somewhere along the way, I learned that. And I first implemented it as an adult prior to the Tet Offensive to warn my buddies. I was in the intelligence section of our unit to get ready because they're going to hit us and hit us hard. So I've been part of that paradigm all my life, and I find myself still in it, and no regrets. Educating people so they in turn can educate others not to get the COVID shots is literally a matter of life and death, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And that's where virtually all of my research has been, you know, for the last year, certainly. And prior to that, it's actually the last quarter century with HIV/AIDS. And the main issue of COVID-19 in all of the media, they're all suppressing the evidence that I actually am coming out with, God willing. I was hoping to do it this week, but it's been such a burden to get it all organized, essentially blowing the whole lid off of the whole scam of COVID-19, all the main players. And I'm actually coining the phrase here because, in my opinion, it best identifies the culprits, the suspects. It's the National Security Crime Syndicate. National Security Crime Syndicate that crosses borders, that actually is engaged in treason and bioterrorism and biological warfare internationally. They control not just the United States government, U.S. military, but also the Chinese military. They're centered in the U.K., which is no surprise. But basically, you know, you've got MI6 and you've got GCHQ administering the social engineering through media persuasion. And so there's main players. And the Fauci emails did it for me. It really did it for the whole world. What I'm putting together now, preparing to release, is the whole connections and the main names of those administering this scientific scam of COVID-19, which features this AIDS virus spike protein that nobody is talking about. So there's three major concealments, three major fraudulent concealments that are administering this criminal operation. The first is that the spike protein, which is deadly, it's an antigen and it's spreading and it can be shed so that it can spread to other people if you've been vaccinated. This has got four genes from the AIDS virus and from AIDS virus research, which is the gain of function. It is what is causing the hypertransmissibility and increasing pathogenicity and mutagenicity, because they mutate. These viruses, once they connect to the spike protein antigen with genes from HIV/AIDS, which they don't want to tell you about, then that subsequently can spread to other viruses. Well, then you've got herpes-type viruses that it can be combining with in the body, in the human bodies of those injected people, and then also in the environment. So that's number one. Number two, censorship and fraudulent concealment is the fact that this Fauci email segment deals with the proof, the scientific evidence. It was on Sunday morning, February 2nd. Saturday was February 1st. The day before Friday was the January 31st, 2020. That's when the, quote, Indian paper, end quote. Indian paper is what they called it. They didn't want to call it by the author's names because the author is one of the most esteemed researchers in the world in genetic analysis, in the viral sequencing using the Watson computer. IBM's most sophisticated technology was used to determine that the AIDS virus spike protein, four genes from that, was inserted in supposedly the Wuhan lab, but that's what they were already working on at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. So that, you know, you've got the Dr. Barrick's group, upon the 2017 moratorium, supposed moratorium. And frankly, that's another secondary fraud and censorship. You have to ask the question, why would all of a sudden in 2017 would Fauci and his partners, and we're all now talking about literally the most redacted of all of the segments. Jim Jordan was on yesterday in Congress identifying the same theme. Yesterday also, you had Fox News talking about it. You had Dan Bongino heavily talking about it, but nobody's talking about what it was that was being redacted in that segment from February 2nd, February 1st of 2020. They were in panic over the unnamed researcher called Prodhan et al. Prashad Prodhan, brilliant, brilliant researcher, dedicated, wrote an outstanding paper that I received as the editor-in-chief of Medical Veritas Journal. It was sent all over. Anybody who was involved at the level of science in virology, such as I, as the author of Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola for the last quarter century, I've been screaming. What they've been concealing is that the great risk of these laboratories producing mutants that would outbreak, that potentially could be devastating to civilization, which it now is seen to be with COVID and with AIDS. And so Prodhan had actually come out with this evidence, and then the Fauci panic began. And that is what is the most redacted section of over 3,000 emails. Anthony Fauci's buddies, and they are named because, you see, on Sunday, emergency, starting early in the morning, Francis Collins, before like 6 a.m., 5-something a.m. in the morning, contacts Fauci saying, what are we basically going to do about this, quote, Indian paper? You know, they started to already smear it as an unidentifiable research group from India. Well, excuse me, they were the most esteemed group probably in the world, capable better than anybody of identifying gene sequences, which they did, from the AIDS virus in COVID-19 SARS mutant, which they then said, oh, gee whiz, there's no possible way that this could have come from nature. And so they named the names, and then subsequently emails from the Harvard Dean spills all the beans. Nobody's talking about this. This is the second fraudulent concealment. The second fraudulent concealment is that Chinese and Americans were being controlled by the National Security Crime Syndicate. The National Security Crime Syndicate that reached to the UK, to James Jeremy Farrar, the director of the Organization for Britain, collaborating with the World Health Organization and Dr. Daszak and the scam artists therein, who were also in bed with this cartel and its control in China. And so Jeremy Farrar is the director of the Wellcome Trust, Burroughs Wellcome, big, big, big investors in big pharma, heavily, heavily controlling what was ongoing. And so they're engaged in panic mode. And they're part of an urgent teleconference. Dan Bongino discussed this briefly, again, didn't detail what I'm telling you right now. The issue was, how do you censor the AIDS virus envelope gene sequences in COVID-19 man-made biological weapon, administered, created for advanced function intoxication of humanity? Destruction of population, civilization worldwide. How do you do that? That was the topic of the most redacted section of the Fauci emails. And they came out of that with a meeting of the minds. And it's obvious from subsequent emails where they decided that they were going to censor this science. And it's that is actually with, because of the president of the United States, Trump, and his White House chief of staff that overseeing science, had already alerted the National Institutes of Health saying, we've got some major problem. They were right there right away. It was actually, I think it was January 31st, the same time that the paper came out, or shortly thereafter, that Drogenmeier, who was the chief of staff of the science for the White House, says to the National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, hey, we want an investigation. We want certification that this is a lab creation. We want to know where this thing came from and how it came about. Well, that's where they were in panic mode. And you had the Harvard dean, Daly. Daly then sends really a lot of the evidence that spills the beans with a second lie. The second lie being that China alone did this. And that they're all covering up, they're all in fear, covering up the National Security Crime Syndicate, the global enterprise. That's virtually the deep state. It's also called the deep state. Big pharma is the deep state. Big tech is the deep state. Now you have the evidence of the names of the main players in the entire scientific arena that is actually doing the fraudulent concealment and the criminal crimes, because what they decided to do was censor that alone, scientific censorship in ongoing governmental investigations into the origin of humanity's worst nightmare. That is a crime. And so they did that, and that censorship is outrageous and extremely significant for prosecutors. So one of the outcomes of this research is that we are pleading with governors of Republican states who have already started to take the heat. You have, for example, Governor DeSantis in Florida, who is opposing or seemingly opposing this deep state, and they're after him. Well, he's passing legislation. Well, under the rules, he is required to assign his attorney general to bring a criminal case against these agents and agencies that I'm naming here. So Daly, Dean Daly from the medical school at Harvard, that's my alma mater. Dean Daly writes Fauci urgently, say, we want to collaborate. We want to cooperate with you. We don't want to have to, you know, double our operations. We'll coordinate. We'll collaborate in what we're going to do to censor this Indian paper and suppress all of the information. And at the same time, he says to Fauci, hey, Fauci, I'm meeting with the top Chinese, all the top Chinese people involved in science and military in China. Meanwhile, that was shortly after. That was, I think, 6 weeks after after Liebert. You had Robert Liebert, and you had Robert Langer and Dr. Liebert from the Liebert Lab at Harvard be arrested. And the FBI, of course, they're involved. They're in bed with the National Security Crime Syndicate. So what do? Well, they spin it, and they lie in the affidavit when they arrested Liebert. What happened was that he actually was transferring this biotechnology, this most advanced nano bioelectronic device hydrogel that is the envelope of the spike protein mechanism that permits the mRNA vaccine to actually inject into the human cells the genetic material. That all came out of Harvard and MIT. You had Robert Langer at the Langer Lab and Liebert, first MIT and Harvard, in actually working with the CIA's InQtel, the for-profit arm, also in bed and also directing the intelligence and information flow and investments, financial investments between Pfizer and Moderna, because their principals in Moderna and their principals, and they're engaged with the principals at Pfizer. And this discovery comes out of my litigation in federal court. I'm in Gaines still. I'm still active in attempting to bring a claim of not just civil conspiracy, but also unfair and deceptive trade, because they lied. Pfizer, Moderna, the FDA, all of these criminals in the syndicate, the scientific syndicate here dealing with emerging viruses, they lied about what I'm talking about right now, and they said that the vaccine was safe. How safe can it be when you're hiding the most greatest atrocity in the history of medicine? So anyway, when we come back,
We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Fix bayonets.
Leave me done. And Nicole Colgren. Where to fall? Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 1st of July. This hour sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice sale going on right now until midnight, the 5th of July. Check out the sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Listen to these websites. He's got four of them. He's got more than four, but we give out four of them. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, before we get to our next caller, if you were going to meet somebody in a public venue that you know has had the COVID shot, would you exercise any special caution in terms of not touching them, social distancing, anything like that, sir?
I would, John. Only, and I advise that as a public health professional, because I myself am concerned. I went, for example, to a clinic the other day where, you know, the nurses and the doctors had proclaimed that they had been vaccinated, even though they were they were challenged in making the decision. They got vaccinated, and they were wearing masks after being vaccinated. And I wasn't wearing a mask because, you know, from my perspective, you know, I'm old and gray, so I don't really, and I've already been saved. I'm on borrowed time at this point. I shouldn't even be here anymore. But I understand children, young adults, families, they need to protect themselves. I was concerned about receiving the shedding. And based on not hearsay, it's based on reading the Pfizer and Moderna testing procedure, the protocols they use, wherein they're actually warning women who are pregnant or about to become pregnant. They were warning about the potential of shedding the spike protein. And this is the greatest threat. And this is the third fraudulent concealment that I'm even witnessing. You know, Dr. Moran from the Harvard Medical School, there's now a very popular videotape out there that is indicating that the spike protein, which I've said all along on your show numerous times, is the greatest risk of mutating other viruses, spreading, shedding. I've said it from the very beginning. They're now actually concealing the fact that the main risk is obvious. You know, they recently came out with the inflammatory heart disease that are supposedly they're claiming, oh, just targets the youth. Wrong. This antigen spreads throughout the entire body. It is called an antigenic complex when it ties on to other proteins throughout the body. And this antigenic complex is my greatest concern for civilization. Because if you're now shedding and spreading these things, and this goes to the heart of your question and my concern, if you're now interacting with people who've been vaccinated and who are shedding, coughing, sneezing, even basically emitting through their skin these AIDS virus-linked antigens, then they could potentially enter your body. And because this technology is virtually a weapon, then it could potentially weaponize other viruses in your own body, and it could continue to spread through your body to various proteins, such as those in the joints. Now, you've engaged now the main censorship in the entire vaccine industry. The antigenic complex is responsible for all the immune conditions, all the immune dysfunctions and the illnesses, almost 100 new vaccine era autoimmune diseases. The autoimmune diseases are prompted by these antigenic complexes because they land on your proteins. Your white blood cell bodyguards now reads the combination of the foreign genetic material, the foreign antigenic protein, spike protein from AIDS in this case. The AIDS virus has attached virtually main part of it to your own proteins, and that causes your white blood cell bodyguards to alert the rest of the immune system that says, hey, if you ever see this, it's dangerous. Attack and destroy. So now you have inflammation, inflammatory reactions to these antigenic proteins occurring throughout your body. So this is certainly the third fraudulent concealment that I'm witnessing. Everyone in the media, even independent presses, nobody's talking about this. And the physicians certainly know about it. And Fauci's group certainly knows that this is a major risk. And the entire vaccine industry should be completely stopped and basically destroyed at this point because of what the illnesses that it has caused. You have everything from the lupus, MS, Guillain-Barré.
Hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We got to call her and hold. We got a break. We're right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the first day of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. We'll be getting caught up next week on the Daily Intelligence Briefing, the Rumble archives, and so forth. Things that will help you have a survive what's coming at us. The rocket stove, a wood-burning stove that has no smoke. Professor McKinney's wing generator to be energy independent. And, of course, the ready-pure water filters. And don't forget the energy cleaner. We'll talk more about that at the bottom of the third hour. You can check it out and place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're giving out these four websites one more time. This will be the last time this hour. Listen carefully for Dr. Horowitz's websites. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, we had a caller off air that's asking, how do you keep from getting the spike proteins when you're in around people who've had these shots? How do you do that, sir?
Well, that's what the problem is. I don't have the answer. That's my own anticipation you know, and concerns when I went to see the physicians the other day. You know, I don't know other than, I don't really know. I don't think anybody really knows. I don't think if they know, then they're not giving us the antidotes. I know that, and we've talked about often on this show, the antioxidants, the vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, chlorophyll, the antioxidant oxysilver, that's my favorite because it's resonating in 528 frequency. We've talked about the 528 frequency. By the way, that's a hydroxychloroquine is another antioxidant. All of these less expensive and actually zero to low risk alternatives to the drugs and the drug cocktails and the vaccinations is another fraudulent concealment, and it indicates that you're dealing with a racketeering enterprise. You're dealing with monopolization of the entire field of medicine and health science. And that's what's got to stop. But the answer, I don't really have the answer, and I don't think anybody knows the answer.
Well, that's good. We got a bunch of callers here. First, we have Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question. I have two friends that I know well that took the vaccine, and they took it around February, end of February, both two doses. Has anybody noticed that have you got any notices that people's personality is changing? In other words, it's like they have a dullness. Their spark's gone. I've noticed it in my two friends. They're functioning. And as far as, you know, I don't know all their health issues, but I was trained in my field to watch like behavioral changes with language and things like that. And I don't know, I just noticed that there's some kind of dullness or some spark's not there anymore.
I love what you've just shared because it's potential to wake people up. Yes, I'm aware of what you're talking about, and it was reported early on. It caught my attention. When you talk about the spark being gone, on this show, I've talked about the Holy Spirit power of love that does all the healing. It inspires us, our heart and soul, resonating in certain frequencies. I've talked about 528 frequency being important, and I've talked about what has been reported is that the answer to your question. Yes, people who have gotten the vaccinations, some of them from the beginning were saying it's though they're disconnected to God. They've lost that energetic connection, that holy spiritual communion. Mm-hmm. And that is consistent with what the agenda has been. Look at Luciferase, for example. The whole concept, when you start to really go into depth, goes beyond conspiracy theory to conspiracy reality and demonic imposition. Again, when you start to ask, how could these people actually have knowledge of this and do this? You're engaged in demonic possessions and demonic impositions on civilization. So, yes, the bigger picture is it's the old war against Satan and God. Don't forget, Satan is and was the fallen angel of music and light. So light and music are all mediated by energetics, electromechanics, wave frequency dynamics. And that is where now look at Pfizer and Moderna's main officials. They've been investing secretly, and we have the evidence from my court case, that they've been investing heavily in frequency therapeutics. It's the up-and-coming field, because what happens when you get injected with these vaccines that contain this nano-bioelectronic technology that does data mining. It mines everything ongoing in your body. It will give you and reads out on an iPhone your vaccine history. It'll read out what your pH is of your body chemistry. It reads out everything that's ongoing in your cells and tissues. And it crosses the brain barrier, the blood-brain barrier. And that was what the intention was, to connect the brain to the cloud, to have real-time analysis of what's going on in your body. Now, when you do that energetically, now you're interfering with the God's natural endowment of this Holy Spirit flow. And that is, in my opinion, the best explanation of what you're, what you've experienced and what others have already written about. They feel disconnected to God, and I believe that that is the intention of this whole civilization manipulation called transhumanism. It's virtually creating a cyborg cult in which Satan can laugh at God and say, ha, 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 I've taken over your entire children. How do you like that? That's, in my opinion, what we're looking at.
Wow, that's just demonic, and it makes me sad because these people are close to me. I warned them, but they went ahead and did it. But thank you so much. That answers a lot for me.
Okay, thank you, Deborah. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Can you hear me?
Take it off speaker.
Hello. I have a question. I know of one lady who took the vaccine, and she is critical of those that refuse it because she compares it to those that were refusing the polio vaccine 50 or 60 years ago. And she says, but the polio vaccine, it worked, is how she justifies herself and puts down and detracts those that refuse it. But it is, and the polio vaccine is one of the biggest things that is used by vaccine advocates to propagate vaccination, is how it eliminated polio. But I have read literature and listened on the net that, in fact, and looked at the actual actual public records of morbidity and mortality. And after they introduced the polio vaccine, for one thing, polio morbidity and mortality had gone down about 90% before they introduced the polio vaccine, but also it actually spiked up a little bit after they introduced the vaccine, and they tried to cover it up. They covered it up by changing their definition of what a polio diagnosis was. So they artificially lowered it to make it seem like it had lowered the amount that infection had gone down. In fact, it had gone up. So it was a sleight of hand or smoke and mirrors there.
Most of us already know that. Anything new you can tell us?
I'm just pointing this out. There's somebody that is still puts their confidence in this based on false understanding of what happened.
Well, they do that, and we're not going to change it. Doctor, you got a follow-up here. Thank you for your call, John.
Yeah, thank you. I love the question because it raises the number one consideration that all people have if they've been miseducated, dumbed down by the propaganda. I produced several films. I have an award-winning film called Unvaxxed, a docu-commentary for Robert De Niro. It won Best Film of the Year in Europe, in London and Geneva venues. And it contains the segment that you're dealing with here that I also had in my first major film production, which was called In Lies We Trust, the Hollywood CIA and Bioterrorism. And the segment in there that's very, very compelling to the direction of the question, really, is Salk and Sabin vaccines were not effective in eradicating polio. And who says that? Not me alone. It's actually Sabin. You see, Salk's vaccine, like John's mentioning, increased polio. That's why it was pulled from the market. And then Sabin came in with the live attenuated vaccine, and it was hyped as being the great solution for polio. And Sabin himself says it was all hype. It was all a fraud, just like we're witnessing today. They got away with it with polio. They got away with it with the hepatitis B vaccines, and they continue to get away with it even today with COVID-19 vaccines. So, yes, it's a very important point, because that's where people stand today. They stand in defending vaccinations by the fraud that the polio vaccines were effective and they were safe. No, just the opposite.
Okay, let's move on from there. Let's see. Let's go to Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Horowitz. Just a brief side note on the SOG vaccine. It also gave us simian virus 40 and millions of cases of cancer worldwide. I think Miss Mary's Monkey is the book that's well known about that. What I called about actually was I had have an acquaintance who had been on an 81 milligram aspirin regimen to, you know, reduce platelets and prevent clotting. That was DC'd when the doc put her on Eliquis, and the Eliquis was DC'd. And she's also had the both shots of the Moderna vaccine. And I'm like, for God's sake, get back on the 81 milligram aspirin. You know, if I had my druthers, I'd recommend that everyone be made. I'm not a doctor. I'm a nurse. But I'll tell you what, 81 milligram aspirin, vitamin C, vitamin D, any sort of nutraceuticals that are antioxidants to help sequester free radicals, antiplatelet aspirin could save a lot of lives. I think those four British Airways pilots would be alive if each one of them had taken an 81 milligram aspirin before flying. So I don't know what you think about where you stand on this. And also, while we're at it, are you at all familiar with the carbon 60 buckyball antioxidants?
Well, actually, all three of your issues I'm in agreement with. I know Ed Haslam, Mary Ferry and the monkey viruses. We worked together. We've produced actually an audio tape together and been friends for pretty much 20 years. I actually did, when you're talking about SV40, this is the subject of what you first raised. Ed Haslam was the author of that book, exposed virtually like I'm doing now with COVID. He exposed HIV/AIDS coming out of the Ochsner Institute down in New Orleans, the medical center. His father was working there, so he was privy to intelligence. I did the science. I published in the journal Medical Hypothesis, the peer-reviewed journal, the connection that you're talking about between the polio vaccines, the 40th monkey virus ever discovered, which was called SV40, and HIV/AIDS. And the connection is that the monkey virus was contaminated the hepatitis B vaccine because it was produced by the lab Litton Bionetics that was under direction of Dr. Robert Gallo from the National Cancer Institute in the production of what was going on in New York City in the gay population hepatitis B vaccine trials. The Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children between 72 and 74, along with the gay men in New York City, and blacks in Central Africa were the first experimental subjects of the hepatitis B vaccine that contained the contaminant from SV40, the initial polio vaccines that were contaminating the hepatitis B vaccines that were spread by Merck Pharmaceutical Company. So that's the first topic, a very important topic, by the way. The other issues that you raised deal with the antioxidants, and yes, absolutely. It's antioxidants, and this is why, again, the entire movement in medicine and in health science is dealing with frequencies, because the 528 frequency alone, there's two independent scientific publications already, peer-reviewed publications, that show that the 528, I call it the love frequency, 528 love, the universal healer, is an antioxidant. It increased antioxidant activity 100% in the first study, and it reduced the damage to cells that's caused by alcohol and alcoholism by 20%. That's just the sound of love, the sound of 528 frequency I'm talking about. They call it the 528 wave. And also it's been shown to increase dramatically testosterone levels, which is really important today because we're all the men are being gayed and made, you know, basically lacking testosterone. There's this whole alternative. The hormone system is regulated. And so you've got a damage to the testosterone because of progesterone. Too much progesterone reduces testosterone. And so this is what's taking place. And unfortunately, it's in the foods, and we have a whole civilization being affected currently. So sound frequency is where the major money is being investing right now. The Pfizer officials, Pfizer top researchers, they've been investing in frequency therapeutics, and yet they're keeping a lid on what I'm telling you right now. People don't know what I'm telling you right now. Generally speaking, the inside players know about it, and we have the evidence to prove that. But the fact is that's where all of this has to go, because when you now have civilization being injected with these bioelectronic devices that can only be remedied, overcome through frequency, alternative electromagnetics and electromechanics, energetics, all of the antioxidants, deals with how actually the universe is operated piezoelectronically, electricity, negatively charged electrons is alkalizing water and body chemistry. So good hydration with the alkalizing waters is like what you're talking about. It's an antioxidant. And so this is all of the preventatives that we the people need to understand, learn about. It should be taught to grade school students how important water is, and the chemistry of water, and the understanding of how that connects to electronics in your own body and basically keeps us healthy.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I find myself in the summer weather drinking half-strength Pedialyte type stuff. They have liquid form, or they have like the packets that you can do now. And I find that half-strengthening that is very... very drinkable and helps a lot for, you know, for minerals and hydration down at the cellular level, you know, and beats the heck out of drinking soda and sugary things and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Ben, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our last call here is Ben in Tennessee. Almost out of time here, Ben.
Okay. Well, then, good morning, gentlemen. I was just calling because... And the Connecticut government, back in May 26, they posted the ingredients for the Pfizer-Moderna vaccine. But I wanted to get your thoughts on the Moderna vaccine that has an ingredient SM-102. And according to the OSHA MSDS or the SDS, the application substance and mixture, and I quote, this SDS is not for human and veterinary diagnosis or therapeutic use. It is responsible for the purchaser. Well, anyways, and it talks about how it's a very toxic chemical and it's inside our vaccine. I wanted to see what your thoughts were.
Yeah, I thank you for doing that kind of research. I wish everybody would do that kind of research. All of the vaccine ingredients are toxins. Every single one. Look, you have the body was really designed to prevent infectious disease spread. The skin is your first barrier. By just simply taking a needle and piercing the skin and injecting all of these foreign RNA and DNA and foreign proteins and foreign chemicals from bacteria, you know, the genetic material and proteins, the foreign proteins that cause the antigenic complexes to form. And I never finished the whole laundry list. You have crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré, one of the most common vaccine side effects, allergies, asthma. Where do you think these came from? It came from injecting through the skin into the bloodstream these foreign genetic materials, foreign proteins, and foreign chemicals like you're talking about. So it's really a witch's brew. I literally call all the vaccines a witch's brew. If you added eye of newt to it, it really wouldn't make it even more toxic than it already is.
If I may just add, before we go on break, the hazards identification that had skull and crossbones on the SDS, and anybody can look this up. The company name is Cayman Chemicals, but it has health hazards suspected of causing cancer, suspected of damaging fertility of the unborn child, damage to the central nervous system, the kidneys, the liver, and the respiratory system, through prolonged and repeated exposure. And this is all; those are all direct quotes from the SDS in the Moderna vaccine. But what my interest is, what I find interesting, is that the Connecticut government was the only one that basically put it out back in May, when those boxes that were being shipped with the vaccines were having blank information sheets that has been exposed throughout the time. But then also just something recently was Senator Ron Johnson had a press conference with vaccinated people that had adverse effects back in the clinical trials. And I would encourage everybody to look that up as well, because it is really heartbreaking.
Yeah, you're talking about the branding. A satanic cult has branded with skull and bones. And Skull and Bones at the fraternity at Yale is where the virus depository is. When the Rockefellers, for example, discovered, their scientists discovered Zika, they sent it over, like they do all of the viruses, to the Yale laboratories. And Yale then distributes it to the American Type Culture Collection. And then that's where it gets sent out commercially to all the vaccine labs. It's a big business. This is a satanic cult. It's a cult. The American medical culture, or the global pharmaceutical cult, is a satanic cult. And that's what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Sorcery. Pharmakia.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, we can't get to our last call. We're out of time here. Doctor, I want to thank you as always for being with us. This hour has been one of the most popular hours of my show. And hang in there. Any quick updates on your lawsuit against Pfizer?
Oh, man, I can't even tell you this. On Monday morning, I rushed down to the court to give the court an adversarial notice that I'm still at my address. The United States Postal Office basically suppressed my address.
Oh, no. No. Thank you, Doctor. We'll have you back next week. Appreciate it.
All right. God bless.
We have a break. We'll be back with Steve Hunt. Stay tuned.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan @hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.